Hey, and welcome to the newest episode of the Hodge Podcast. I'm your host, Zane Crosby.
And I'm your other host, Justin Channel. And folks, we did it. We told you on the last episode we were going to maybe travel a little bit with this podcast, do some different things.
Here we are in the jungle.
Right in the jungle. Zane, I'm very surprised that you booked this.
That was a real long extension cord. That was the real trick of it all.
Okay, so, I mean, it's still going. Like, we have all the podcast equipment, and we're kind of walking through the jungle. We're still waiting on our guide. When's the guide supposed to take us through the jungle?
I don't know. He's supposed to meet us here any minute.
Oh!
Hi there, little friend.
Oh! You know, it's strange.
Like,
I've never seen a monkey wearing clothes. What's that say? What's that little pat?
Derek.
Derek.
Oh, I think his name's Derek.
Does this monkey have a name? Also, what's it say on the back of the jacket? Does it say guide?
It says jungleguide.com. Is that where you booked this? Jungleguide.com?
I didn't book this trip. You booked this.
No, I thought you booked this trip.
Who booked this trip?
We don't have a manager. We brought all this equipment out here ourselves.
Yeah, and we had to pay for the plane tickets, too. They said they'd reimburse us.
Listen,
so we're doing the show here.
I mean, should we trust this little monkey?
I don't know. How do you tell a trustworthy monkey?
Let me get down here and just talk to him real quick. Hey. Hey, Derek. Do you really know your way around this jungle, I guess? Okay, well, I guess we'll just follow you then.
Okay. I really don't like this, but okay, let's just follow the monkey. Just out of curiosity, when you got on the airplane and got your ticket, right, did you look at the country we were going to?
I looked at the gates.
I'm not even sure where we are. Are all rainforest jungles? Like, is it going to rain at all?
Hold on, let me adjust this mic.
Yeah,
I've got it.
It's really close to your feet.
Next to my feet, hang on. Okay, there we go.
That's good. I don't know. I guess we should just keep going with the show, even though we're on foot here in the jungle.
Yeah, hey, Derek, how far are we? Derek. Hey. Woo, monkey.
He's really far up there.
I know. Hey. I don't speak monkey.
I don't either. So
I don't know how far. Can you hold up for your fingers or how many? We're 3 miles from something,
okay,
apparently.
Three miles. Where are we even going in the jungle?
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know. Have you seen any movies lately?
We're going to do that?
I don't know.
We're recording this. It's got to be a regular show.
We're going to have a jungle guide here with us, like explaining things about the jungle. That's what I thought. I didn't realize we were going to have a monkey. It's just going to scream at us the whole time. We're trying to do a podcast.
Yeah, well, I watched.
By the way, nice job putting a lapel mic on the monkey.
Thanks. He's getting a little far away. Might not be able to pick him up for a little bit. We'll see.
Okay.
I saw Burt Wonderstone. It's terrible.
I heard it was. I heard it was really bad.
I would much rather be in this jungle than watch Burt Wonderstone ever again.
I don't know. I've been watching. I mean, I've just mostly been watching TV these past couple weeks. I got Repo Man on Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah?
That was sweet.
Nice.
And this week I got Street Trash.
Oh, I bet you were pumped.
Oh, I'm super pumped. It's going to be like another week after, even though I pre-ordered it, it's going to take another week to get here. But,
oh, that sucks.
I mean, I had the jungle trip coming up. It's cool. I had time to kill.
Yeah, it'll be there when we get back. I did watch Hansel and Gretel. It was surprisingly enjoyable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the girl that's in that a lot. She was in Pirate Radio.
Okay.
And she was in Prince of Persia, which I never watched.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people did. Yeah, it's.
I hear it's a really good video
it's
game
like
movie.
That. Whoa! Do you think he likes Prince of Persia?
Derek likes Prince of Persia.
Okay,
apparently,
well,
oh my god!
That's
gosh.
One thing we've learned about our guy.
Very vocal people. That's those Jake Gyllenhaal fans, man. They're very vocal people.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Not too surprised. But I didn't think that monkeys were Jake Gyllenhaal fans.
I didn't either. That's really a new development.
I mean,
we're
learning. We're kind of. I guess they're very...
And Matthew McConaughey. I'm starting to pick
up
some of this. I don't
know
about you.
So, do you understand English? Do you understand anything we're saying right
like
now?
How well do you get what we're spitting out? 50-50, then.
Yeah,
I kind of get a little bit of him. He kind of gets a little bit of
us.
Yeah,
like if you look him in the eye, you can kind of at least tell from his tone. So I mean, it's not the worst guide we could have had.
No, I don't think so either. I bet there's worse monkeys. Like I bet there's a bunch of really bad monkey guides. Every job's got the kind of slackers.
Oh, you know what though? I just thought of another movie I watched because, I mean, Derek seems cool now. I think he knows what's going on.
Yeah, he's up there.
He knows what's going on with this show. I watched this documentary on Netflix called Kumare.
Huh.
It's really, really good. It's about a guy, and he's, like, Indian, and grew up with, like, Indian beliefs and everything, but he started to question his religion and also people then, like, doing, like, yoga and turning to, like, that, so he comes and pretends to be a guru in America.
What?
Well, he's lived in America, but he goes over to India and, like, meets a bunch of spiritual leaders and then comes back and pretends to be it, and he gets a...
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Well, there's a loon?
I think that's a loon.
Are loons in the jungle?
I don't know where we are,
like a whole flock of loons.
See, I'm not too sure what jungle this is.
I don't know
is.
If this is the rainforest jungle.
That's kind of scary. It's okay, I didn't like cool. that. Hey, Derek, were those loons? Maybe.
I think that was a. Did you get a yes or a no?
I think he's. Because
I was kind of like, is that a yes or a no? And you went with maybe. I didn't know if you thought he said maybe.
Yeah, I think he said, I can't look it up, my phone's dead. I think it was something along those lines.
Okay, that makes sense. But yeah, Kumare, highly recommend it. It's really, really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been watching a lot of TV. I've been watching the Decalogue series. It's a foreign TV miniseries made by a Polish filmmaker named Krzysztof Kieslowski.
Yeah?
And each segment is based on one of the Ten Commandments. Oh, I think you've seen it.
Yeah?
I think, which one's your favorite? Because I'm not too far in, so don't tell me about, like, you know, the
Spoiler
last three
alert,
commandments.
None of that.
But, I love the 10, so that's why I wanted to. I think he liked the 10. I've actually bought it with this monkey here.
We get the right guide.
Yeah, okay. Well, it seems.
But you don't like us very much. Why not?
Just
get over the
wall. Just back off for a second.
Whoa, Derek, hey. Take it. Take all of it.
Okay.
You just took all of the fruit snacks I had in my pocket.
But he does look like he enjoys them. But
yeah, he's scarfing them down.
How much did, because I didn't pay for this. Did you pay for this?
No. They said it would be on the company.
What company?
I thought that was going to be what we did with our Amazon.com money, which you can click the link.
We've made like $40
off our website, and we get a little bit of a kickback.
We can't afford plane
tickets. And that's how we go on these trips.
No. No, I don't think that's how it. Because we haven't made any money off of Amazon. We haven't made any money off the new podcast we did.
Yeah.
Have You Seen My Childhood, which hopefully you're subscribing to.
And my podcast is not really showing up on iTunes still, so.
Yeah, it's. But hey, listen, hear me out, though. I feel you, because Stitcher rejected Have You Seen My Childhood.
What?
Stitcher turned down Have You Seen My Childhood?
That's bullshit.
That's horseshit.
Stitcher,
I'm a little bit mad at
Stitcher. We gave you all those awesome free plugs.
Yeah, well, maybe we should. He's a Stitcher Radio user.
Yeah, he said his
They're
cousin.
Very vocal. And even, it's weird that they're, even in monkeys, they're vocal.
I bet he is definitely Stitcher and a Jake Gyllenhaal fans. Very mm-hmm. vocal people.
But absolutely. Oh, and you know what? I wanted to mention, I've been finishing my Game Boy music.
Oh,
recording
yeah.
Recording EP. Musical recording. Cassette tape.
I heard that
vinyl.
On your SoundCloud.
It's not going to be on vinyl. Yeah, it's. I'm doing an EP of me doing Game Boy music and playing guitar over it. I think it's going to be released under the name Portapak.
Oh.
Yeah, it's from the movie Drill It Killer.
Cool.
And also, it's a Game Boy-based EP, so it's kind of works out.
Makes sense.
It's going to be called the Reasonably Priced EP, because I'm not sure if I'm giving it away for free, but I don't think I'm charging more than $1.
Well, that's reasonably priced.
Then I'm putting it on tape, because that's the easiest way to, like, I brought it on tape.
People love stuff.
I don't know, I thought, like, hey, we're going to the jungle, we can play some music in the jungle. You want to hear what my song sounds like?
Yeah, put on that boombox.
All right, here we go. So hold on, I gotta get the boombox in here. Hold it next to the microphone. Thank you. What do you think of that?
I liked it. I thought it was really good.
Do you think it's good enough that people will buy it on MP3,
yeah,
and cassette tape? That's all I'm putting it out on.
I imagine. I think
if you want a CD, you burn your own. You download it. You burn your own.
I think
I'm
just
not
do
giving it to
the
you.
Oldest format people can use and the most current and
The oldest Game Boy you can
reliable
use.
And
the oldest possible thing you could use to make video game music.
Yeah, I thought it was cool though.
All right, cool.
I'll be glad to hear more.
I'm afraid to ask, but Derek, what do you think of my music? You got any thoughts?
It's not saying anything.
He hasn't looked at me the whole time I've been playing that.
He's pointing up at the clouds. Those are words fading the environment. Oh. I think there's a storm coming. These clouds look awful.
Derek,
I don't even know where we are.
Listen, hear me out though, Derek. If you weren't listening to the song or paying attention because of the storm, I'm fine with that. But can you just tell us, is there a storm? Because yeah, it does look weird out here. It's pretty dark. It got really dark really fast.
Real fast.
Real fast.
I went under trees, so I couldn't tell, barely.
Yeah. Well, let's just keep going on with the show. Hopefully,
okay.
Let's get to the end
of it. You know,
we
brought all this equipment. I didn't bring any, like, rain.
I didn't bring
an umbrella.
You didn't bring a poncho?
No, I didn't bring anything.
I told you specifically.
Oh my God!
Zane, God damn it!
Everything's getting wet. We gotta cover it up.
Quick, here, let me. I'll stick.
Okay. Let's get in this cave here.
Well, I think we are in the rainforest because I think the rain.
Okay.
Good. Well,
it's
the
really
cave
dark
is, it's
in
dripping
here,
a little
though.
In the cave. It's really dark.
I'm gonna light this torch over here. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, thanks.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
That's convenient. They leave torches in these.
Yeah, most caves have them, surprisingly enough.
Are you,
I like this.
I haven't been in a lot of caves in my time.
Yeah?
I don't know. Derek really knows where he's going, though.
Yeah,
at least he knew where
he
we could duck
right
in from the rain.
Cave.
That was
really nice. He's
Derek.
Holding his own little torch. Okay, let's go around this corner over here. He
I think
says
it's great
there's a
that
door.
Caves not only have...
Oh, oh my God, what is that? What? We're going to get out of here. Okay, go.
Folks, listen. This is an audio-only podcast,
oh my
so
God.
I have to tell you right now...
Oh my God, he's eating Derek!
No, Derek! We have ran into a dinosaur. I believe a velociraptor, if I'm not mistaken. And it has eaten our guide, Derek, and we're stuck in a cave.
Wait, I see a door. Justin, I see a door up here. Okay. I can see it. Well, let's go out this door. We'll go back out into the rain, and we'll just hope for the best.
Jungle caves are amazing. They have doors and torch.
Well, there goes our torch. Now it's just dark again.
All right, well.
Derek's dead. We're stuck in the rain.
Oh, you know what? You know what? The mixer, it's doing something weird. Oh, God, is this supposed to be sporting like that?
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's the way it
works. Oh, my God, Justin's down. Justin, no! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm out here in the rain by myself. My best friend's dead. My monkey guide's dead. Derek! Derek, you're alive! This is wonderful! Ah!